reports of war following Russia's full-scale invasion. North Korea says it has tested another new hypersonic intermediate-range missile, powered with solid propellants as it continues to expand its nuclear and missile program, while tensions deepen with its neighbors and the United States. South Korea and Japan have detected the missile launch from the North's capital region on Tuesday. On Wall Street, stocks are moderately higher following their worst day in weeks. The Dow is up 53 points and the NASDAQ adding 85 points. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man seriously injured Tuesday afternoon. The unidentified man was shot near Chuck E. Cheese in the 1200 block of Eastdale Circle around 4:40 p.m. The victim was taken to a local hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. An Alabama man has been added to the U.S. Marshals 15 Most Wanted Fugitives list. 28-year-old Ladarius Raheem Fantroy of Repton is a suspect in a double homicide that occurred last summer. Fantroy allegedly shot and killed a 10-year-old boy and the boyfriend of the child's mother. The Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner announced the new Elmore Specialized Men's Prison facility is almost 25% complete on Tuesday. There are almost 500 construction workers on the site, and that number is expected to double this summer. The plan is to have the prison completed by May 2026. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Oh, fire! Kirk, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Call PruneMasters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into the second hour of the program. Check us out online if you aren't already. Joey Clark Live on YouTube or at me, Joey Clark, on Twitter X. Again, the number is 272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
What up, Jake the Snake? Eddie Beta, Joey Clark, mi amigos.
Well, and Eddie stepped out of the studio and he's still not back yet, so maybe he got bit by a snake out back or something.
Well, it wouldn't be nothing but a little old grass snake if it did, and it would die.
Like they die after biting?
If it bit Eddie, it would.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. That is true.
I've been in and out of the woods all my life. Younger, I was in the woods probably more than what I was in the backyard. But long story short, most of the time you walk up even on a young rattler, there's always going to be the covering that they blend in with. But even a small rattler that doesn't have many rattlers developed yet will usually rattle its tail against leaves. Now, I've heard for probably 15, 20 years now that a moccasin won't chase you. Now, back when I was in my probably about mid-20s, I was walking down a dirt road, and I kept hearing something over in the ditch that was just kind of keeping pace with me. Well, I didn't think nothing about it, and then after a few minutes, it just kind of like, what in the world is that? So I walked over the edge of the ditch, looked down in it to see what it was that was pacing me. Mm-hmm. And there was a nice fat moccasin that done sat there and started trying to come up the embankment with his head raised up. I'm like, I just kicked some gravel down on him and went on about my business. Well, next thing I know, I'm hearing that same sound. I walk over again. He done made it partway back up the bank, so I pick up a handful of rocks and I pepper him with it. Well, this went on for probably a 10-minute walk.
There you go.
This time when I walked over to the bank, I done found me a good stick. I was going to whop him with it, convince him to go on about his business. Well, he done made it to the top of the bank, and when I got there he was with his head up. So I just stepped back, made the length of the stick worthwhile, and I gave him a good whopping. Well, he didn't like that none at all either. He come on up out the bank after that. He had a confrontation, he and I. And needs to say, he got the worst end of the deal. I finally broke the stick on him and just took him and flipped him across the ditch in the woods with what was left of the stick. Now, probably less than 10 years ago, I'm back in the woods and gathering up some wood for firewood for a camp. Walked right through there maybe 10 or 15 minutes prior, had my hatchet with me on one hip, machete on the other hip, and I was slinging the firewood that I was gathering out into a clearing. It was a real thick brush area, and when there was a clear spot, and I was just slinging it through instead of having to carry it all the way back around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I followed the path that I had walked in on. You would never believe what was hanging off of a low-hanging branch with its mouth open. A nice little copperhead that was probably about an inch and a half in diameter, about 18 to 20 inches long, and it had their limb weighted down.
It just had its mouth agape and all that, too? Ooh.
Yes, it did. Needless to say, Paul just ever so gradually pulled his machete, and as he got close enough, he just made a nice slicing whack, let him hit the ground. I felt like that snake was waiting on me to walk back by, and he was going to pop me.
Probably so if he's hanging like that, but, you know, with that machete, it's all in the wrist, as you know, Paul.
I'm no scientist, but I've heard they're very territorial.
Well, he wasn't too territorial after the fact that he bit the edge of that machete. I guess y'all could just call me Machete from now on, right?
Machete Paul.
Machete Paul.
Later, my brother.
See you, man.
Later, Paul. Man, I like that guy. Let's go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
Hey, T-Spear.
Hi there. Hi. I'll be the first one to be. Hang on. There, that might be a little bit better. To me, the better snake is the dead one. I have raised Cairn Terriers for over 30, 35 years now. And I have one now that is my service dog, but my last grouping, Anglin and Gray, caught a snake in the backyard underneath the deck. And between the two of them, and these are 14-pound dogs. Gray would bark and jump up and down in front of the snake to get its attention, and Anglin would go in behind her and grab the snake by the neck and whip it across the pylons of the deck. Anglin would drop the snake. Gray would and turn its attention to Anglin. And England would start jumping up and down and barking to get its attention. And Gray would go and do the same thing. And they did that until that snake was dead. Unbelievable watching those two dogs work, knowing exactly what they needed to do, even though they were never raised around snakes. The best product I can recommend people get, and I sprinkle it around my yard, especially in the spring and early summer, it's called either snake scram or snake. It doesn't hurt the creature. It's uncomfortable for the snake to slither across.
Yep.
Which makes it really good for the inside or for right around your door, your window openings. It just puts them away. I realize there's supposed to be some good snakes. The best snake to me is a dead one.
A lot of people think that.
Yeah, I admit I have a visceral fear, but it's kind of like inbuilt. The same way your dogs knew what to do, T-Spear. Like, some stuff is just hardwired. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've held non-poisonous snakes and stuff like that before, and it's at one part cool, because you're like, man, look how cold and, smooth
skin. Yeah.
And the muscle, it's just pure muscle there. Like, it is fascinating, but then you're also like, okay, even this little python here could just, you know, grab a hold of me, that ain't gonna feel good, number one. But there is something about those big old, like, vipers in particular that just, it's something, yeah, primordial in the back of the brain where you're like, you are my enemy.
You got it.
That's it.
I'm just not gonna be a random. And long-handled whoppers make really good snake picker-uppers, because then you can take it and right behind the neck and squeeze it good and hard, and then you can take it and throw it out of your yard.
Good old grippers. Yep.
Yep. That way you don't have to touch it. And yes, I am absolutely terrified of snakes. Absolutely terrified of them.
Well, it doesn't show.
Yeah, it seems like you're ready to go. But I appreciate the call, T-Spear.
Thank you, T-Spear.
Thank you much, guys. Y'all take care.
You too. Bye. Now, did anybody mention the Rattlesnake Rodeo?
The Rattlesnake Rodeo.
I think they still have it down in Op, Alabama. I know they still have it. But anyway, I know we'd go back down there in the late 80s, and they would wrangle rattlesnakes for like a month. And they had them in a trailer, and it had clear plaster or glass sides all the way around the on display. Hundreds of rattlesnakes in there. And then, if I remember correctly, I know one time we ate some, so they probably sold the meat. But I remember they would auction off the skins, and it went to a good cause or whatever.
Sure, sure.
But man, them guys would. They would get in there and play with them rattlesnakes. No.
They'd play with them?
They would get one in front of them, you know, and do the whole thing where they make it strike and all that.
Oh, yeah, and they pull their hand back. Yeah.
Not this guy.
Mm-mm. I'm good. No. I'm good.
In fact, we had the rattlesnake, and it was kind of bony. It didn't really taste like nothing. But that was enough for me.
And it shows you, like, the different types of people in this world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the guys that will just go and mess with snakes.
Yeah, I have friends like that. Oh, snakes.
Or just handle
snakes.
I'll
be right over.
Like, yeah, I've got this whole compound full of, you know, hundreds of different types of venomous snakes. Here's a cobra. Watch me take it out of a barrel.
Yes.
It's like, how does your brain work that way, man?
I've seen the videos of the snake people that do the milking and all that. I couldn't
it's
do that.
It's nuts. I mean, they make bank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To create that anti-venom. But
they always have a story, too. This one time I messed up a little bit and he got me.
Yeah, no kidding. He got you. It's still amazing, by the way. You know, it applies to, like, the crocodile hunter, like Steve Irwin. It really is amazing the way that guy went out. After all the stuff he used to do, handling crocodiles and snakes and stuff, it's a damn stingray, right, that takes him out.
Yep.
Like, what in the horror? That's just... I think the Irwin family, by the way, is back... doing a show or something.
Oh, they do.
Like
the son, I believe the son does one, and he's just much like his dad.
Yeah.
And good for them, man.
Did you ever have somebody like that would bring exotic animals to the school?
Yeah, usually one of us in Highland Gardens.
Right.
Usually found a snake on the way to school.
And... No, but I remember one big presentation at St. Bede where it was, and we held it. It was a massive boa. And we kind of were python. Mm-hmm. And it took a lot of us, like 10, 15 of us kids to hold it. Like, it was long, but they brought birds and different lizards, all sorts of stuff out. But, yeah, that's always...
In Highland Garden School, it was more bring your own snake, because everybody was going to handle it. So, you know, people that that had those kind of things and really cared for them, they didn't bring them around Highland Garden Elementary at that time.
Yeah, man, I'm good. I don't need all that in my life. Animals are fun. Like, animals are fascinating, I'll put it that way. Some are unnerving.
I like the ones with fur and feather much better than just the skin.
All right. Well, then you see folks who get, like, used to handling big cats or working with bears.
Yeah.
Or working with wolves. And it's like, you are madmen.
Right. I it's one of those things I really appreciate they do it, but not me.
Mm-mm.
Not me.
Mm-mm.
I appreciate those people are there, though.
No, did you ever watch that saga that came out a few years ago, a guy named Coyote Peterson who decided to get stung by, like, on purpose by all the most painful stings?
I seen a couple he did, and that was hard to watch.
Well, one I could relate to, the only one I could relate to, and I didn't ever do this as a kid, but of course, growing up in Alabama, you get in fire ants and you get bit. And fire ants, you know, just a few of them in your shoe, that doesn't feel good. But it's also like, it's itchy, it's annoying, whatever.
Big ones?
No, what he did with the fire ants is he went to somewhere in the south here, and he just stuck his hands in a fire ant hill for like 10, 20 seconds.
Good Lord.
And I'm like, and actually said that was one of the most dangerous things he did, because when you let him sit there and just bite you.
Imagine like, what his hands look like the next day.
Yeah, they were swollen, huge, like mitts.
Ooh.
Yeah, but like that guy said he had to stop doing he's going to get a neurological disease from all this venom he keeps putting him in.
There was the guy, the guys that did Jackass, that, you know, they did that kind of thing too, and they had that bee, some bee in Africa they would let sting them. No.
But they did worse things than
that. Oh, they did,
though.
With the lions and they put the meat on them.
Remember the big guy
who
was going to, you know, let one loose, and the guys wearing like the scuba...
Yes.
Yeah, they did stuff to each other that was just like, I'm amazed, like, Steve-O's still alive.
Crazy.
Though he's completely sober now.
Completely sober. Crazy story I read about him just a few minutes ago. He would not do, or he backed out of Bill Maher's show. Because Maher wouldn't say, hey, I won't smoke pot while you're here.
That's...
What a jerk.
Yeah, I think
what a complete
it is Maher's
jerk.
Own room and own home, so to speak, but...
dude, you have someone that's sober, that we all publicly saw the battles he had with sobriety, and you won't just say, hey, for the next 2 hours while you're here, I'll refrain from smoking the devil's lettuce? You're a piece of trash.
Mar just seems like an ornery old man at this point, honestly. The more I watch him, he doesn't seem like somebody who's interested in learning anything, and he's just kind of...
I just really disgusted.
I mean, do you remember the videos of, like, Steve-O doing all his whippets?
Yeah.
Like all those containers?
So, I mean,
containers?
We all saw him try to commit suicide multiple occasions where he would say it was a stunt, but in reality, he looks back and he'll tell you, well, I was actually trying to kill myself.
Yeah, he almost did it several times.
Right. You can't refrain from smoking weed. You can't say, hey, dude, as a friend, as a professional, I appreciate you being here. I'll keep the devil's lettuce aside.
Well, and then other people comment on that story saying, no, you have to be responsible for your own sobriety no matter what situation you're in.
I get that, but at the same time, why do that?
Like, you invited me on. I'm a guest. Could you be courteous enough not to do that in front of me? Yeah. You can have a drink
in front of me for a couple hours.
Right.
I don't know. That showed me what Bill Maher really is.
And in other non-political news, did you see the footage from this massive 7.5 earthquake?
Oh, in Taiwan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's worried about, you know, the geopolitical things with Taiwan, and then this Mother Nature's like, hey, I'm still in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Whew. And like, some of the stuff really is unnerving to watch.
Yeah, I did.
You ever been in an earthquake?
Yeah, several times.
Really?
Yeah.
Several times.
Alaska's earthquake.
Alaska.
Even in Turkey. In Turkey, everything rock and roll there anyway. But in Alaska, my dad had a massive heart attack. We were on the, I think, 13th or the 9th floor of the hospital. And it was a couple of days after the heart attack. We were all just gathering around, you know. And the building just kind of swayed. I mean, it wasn't like a jerky. It was a sway. And the look across the room, I've never felt so out of control.
That's what everybody says. Like, you're just completely disoriented.
You're just there for the ride. And, that was the scariest one to me. And I don't think it was that big of a quake. It was just the fact how that building just rolled.
Well, and here's some footage from Taiwan. I think this actually happened here. Let's listen.
Oh, wow, look at that building.
Whoa, look at that thing leaning over. The entire building's essentially tilted or on their sides, completely destroyed.
Look at that. That building is sunk.
Man. Okay, here's, I guess, from a skyline view from one cam, like a weather cam. That thing's getting shook.
And that's another kind of earthquake I've been in before where we weren't in a building, we were just in the house, and it was a very violent rocking, as if someone grabbed your house from the outside and just shook it.
Yeah.
And it only lasts maybe 4, 5, 6 seconds, but again, I've never felt like I've just no control of what's happening like that. Even in a tornado, you can theoretically run and hide in the ground. There's nothing you can do, man.
And, of course, the number one advanced microchip manufacturer, the Taiwan, TSMC.
Yeah, how's that building?
They evacuated workers, but they've now returned to some factories after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in 25 years. All personnel are safe, and those evacuated are beginning to return to their workplaces. And essentially the entire global, tech economy went, whew. Like, apparently there wasn't too much destruction of those actual...
Explain to me again why we only can build them there. Because everything I've heard is, oh, by the time we build a plant here, it's going to be so out of date.
Yeah, no, that's to, what do they call it? They call it the technology horizon, I believe. And to just be on the cutting edge of the technology horizon, you need billions. Not billions over 10 years, you need billions a year.
Now.
And Taiwan, of course, did this over. They made a very smart decision years ago to be the number one in this.
Mm-hmm.
South Korea also gets fairly close. But Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co. is like the provider.
I get it, but I just don't understand, especially after what just happened. Mm-hmm. What if we had none all of a sudden?
Well, and I think I've got another story here where, you know, we're supposed to be, given the CHIPS Act, everybody's happy about it. The government's spending money, so of course things are getting done. Intel shares fall. Intel, after a company reveals $7 billion operating loss in their chip foundry business. This is what I mean by that tech horizon. So, okay, can Intel survive sinking $7 billion in 1 year to try to catch up? Because that's probably what caused this.
Not without guaranteed government contracts. Right.
So it said its foundry business recorded an operating loss of $7 billion in 2023 on sales of $18.9 billion. So they're selling a lot of...
So they're just not making money?
They're not making money. That's a wider loss than the $5.2 billion Intel reported in its foundry business in 2022 on $27.5 billion in sales during that time. It's the first time Intel has disclosed revenue totals for its foundry business alone. Historically, Intel has both designed its own chips as well as done its own manufacturing and reported final chip sales to investors. Other American semiconductor companies such as NVIDIA and AMD design their chips but send them off to Asian foundries, often Taiwan's TSMC, for manufacturing. And so you would hope, okay, Intel's already in the game of manufacturing, but...
But also,
it's
makes me think
it's not exactly a money maker at this point.
Is it? Why is there? Is everything going to Asia because that's where the technology is that can do it,
and expertise,
money?
No, I think it's the tech, the investment, and the expertise. I don't pretend to be an expert on this. I'm just some jackass who reads the news. But it seems to be that it's one of those industries where you have such a head start. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly something that's easy. Should we be able to do it? Yes. I think in this country,
the fact that we're not.
It's not just chip manufacturing. It's everything. We're making a lot of excuses not to get things done.
Good point.
Because we've got it too good.
Good point, buddy.
But
again, today or yesterday, that should have made the world go, hey, maybe we need more than one place.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe I'm just naive, but, you know, years ago, I lived in California, and you know, remember the Valley and, what was it called? It was the Silicon Valley.
Yeah, Silicon Valley.
So, did we pretty much dismantle all of our chip manufacturing?
All shorted, or essentially.
Did they get so green they didn't want their water dirtied up by the nasty chips?
That's what I'm wondering.
I'm not certain off the top of my head. I know they did offshore it, mostly to Taiwan and South Korea. I mean, we're still, I think, number one in the world, Silicon Valley is, in terms of design.
Mm-hmm.
Actual manufacturing, yeah, the capacity is not there anymore. And we're years behind.
And okay, also, that was Texas at one point, where Texas Instruments was. I thought
that's
they
right.
were in the game.
I forgot all about that.
And then here's the thing, because I look at everybody with a Johnson's eye. You tell me you're losing money like that, and this country is not even in that game. I question if the money's going where you're saying it's going, and I wonder
too.
Who in our government, who we can't trust, is responsible for checking stuff like that out.
Oh yeah,
because $8 billion feels to me like you could build a whole new plant and hire people and train.
Well, and this is everything. It's not just the chip industry. It's almost every industry. We are just a so-called service or skills-based economy, an information-based economy, and we've offshored most stuff to places like Asia. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think, been a bad move. It saved some money in the short run, but I don't think
look at the cost,
the long-run plan was fully thought through.
Right.
Oh, I agree with that, but I go back to what we just said about California and Texas. It's not like they were ever in the game. I cannot believe they can't jump fully in the game again and dominate.
Well, that would be my hope, but that's just my gut sense as an American.
Another part of the country you know about over there in Durham, the Carolinas, over there by Duke. They had that world going for a minute, didn't they?
I think for a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Again, most of this was high-level design stuff, too. And so, I don't know, the actual chip foundries, and I'd imagine this is a very complex business, and none of us, I believe, are in that business, so we probably are talking out of our asses.
Not this guy.
One other thing. Whatever happened to Japan? Was Japan not a big chip manufacturer at one point?
Do not remember. I know they did the CDs.
I thought the days of the Sony's and people like that, I thought they were always into that stuff, too.
Well, it depends on what types of chips you're talking about, I think.
Okay, I get that. And see, we're talking about the chips that just helps your microwave out. I get that something like that's been mined out to everybody and their mama. But if we're talking about the chips for your car, I would hope that we'd be smart enough to keep those type of chip
names. And we're talking about the chips, say, that Apple relies on for their latest MacBook models.
Okay, see, I put that with the microwave. That's just junk to me.
Right.
I think the car and a spaceship and things like that are a little bit more important than your cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, companies like NVIDIA and AMD, they're huge. And, like, you know, I've been looking into how to upgrade our streaming, and a lot of it centers around their GPUs and their CPUs, and they're brilliant designs, but, again, it's made in Taiwan. And how to correct this, I am really not certain. The ideal situation would be we don't have a war and frickin' with China over Taiwan. Honestly, I don't think anybody really wants it at this point. And you actually continue to produce this stuff until other nations, including our own, can come online.
But nobody's trying.
Did you ever, have you ever talked to your friend who runs that repair place?
XI Repair, Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Yeah. Have you ever got his opinion on who or what?
That'd be a good one to reach out to.
We've talked in the past about it, but not lately.
Because unfortunately, I only know it from the entertainment game. But I'm thinking there was an American AM. You said you looked at AMD?
I've been looking into how to get better kickbutt computers to run a stream, yeah.
Right. There was a line of high-end AMDs. However, I think they went from Texas to China. You may want to check on AMD.
Yeah, I think most of it's outside the country. At least that's the story I've heard. But I appreciate the call, Urbanite, as always.
All right, take care.
See you, bud.
272-9228. Again, that's 334-272-9228. We got to hit a break here, but first, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team are ready to help you out, especially that lovely and talented lady we call Madeline Cannon.
Man, I saw a picture of her family for Easter.
Yeah.
Just a gorgeous family.
They really are. They great really folks, are. Great local folks there at Alabama Home Mortgage. So whether you're looking to buy a home or refinance a home, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you out. And Eddie, talk to me here. Talk to me here about like interest rates. Yes, they're higher than they have been for the last decade or two.
Yes, they have. But if you're renting right now, your interest rate's 100%. You'll never have anything. You'll never own anything in that property. So while you can go in now, and especially with VA, you can go in with nothing down. But while interest rates are up, don't let that hold you back. Your personal growth might be, hey, it is my time to buy a house. I'm tired of renting. It's time for my family to come together as one under one roof. Well,
and think about it. It's a 20 or 30-year mortgage.
Exactly. You can do 15, 20, or 30. But the thing is, you're going to have that 15, 20, 30 years to refinance.
Right.
So don't let a high interest rate scare you away. And honestly, let me ask you this. What interest rates you paying on your car? Most people don't recognize that.
Right.
I'm telling you. And you cannot, well, I won't say you can't, but you can refinance your home a lot easier than you can refinance your car.
And even now, if you're looking to refinance, say to take cash out to reinvest in your property or maybe your family, it could be you're trying to get credit card debt off your back.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if the interest rate's a little bit higher. Again, there's always an opportunity to make it work later. And again, this is money that you built up. And if you really need it, you got to think about your own situation, your own economy.
Exactly.
And that's why Kim and Madeline are so great at Alabama Home Mortgage. They'll literally sit down, get to know you, your goals in refining or owning a home. That number, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering,
What do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
When I walk in the door, the biggest fish in the room, I'm saying, hey, I'm Tudor Boy, let's take a picture. Because with business, it's your association.
Shadrick Tootle runs Tootle Boy Sports. He is, perhaps, the most charismatic person I've ever met, and I talk to him about how he uses that charisma to grow his business. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. You can watch on Twitter X, at the Joey Clark.
That's right.
Or just search Joey Clark Live. That's the name of the YouTube channel. Like and subscribe if you could. I'm learning that he really can't read too much of the comments because it's not that surprising. People will react. Like, I put up a short video of us talking about Christopher Hitchens.
Okay.
People only heard the part you said, the first crap. 5 seconds.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
And they're all like, he didn't change. I'm like, guys, listen to the whole 30 seconds. But I'm learning folks will make a judgment like that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the problem with a lot of online media. I don't need to hear that.
While we're doing the show, I like the comments. It's fun to watch.
Oh, sure.
But yeah, when you put out the clips, Don't comment on the comments because they're brutal. Don't get a fight.
Well, actually, I said, what do you mean lie? I said he remained an atheist till he died and shared his last final book, which I own. And the guy actually went, sorry, I just saw the first 10 seconds and reacted. But he actually apologized to me.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Joey. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
How you doing?
I'm doing better every day. Doing pretty good. I feel like a fool. I had a hot take, a comment, and it has completely gotten away from me. Yeah. I know, man. It was such a brilliant piece of work.
You been watching women's basketball at all? Eddie and I were talking about that Iowa LSU game.
Good game.
Troy. Troy Lady. Troy Lady's are in their Final Four in the Sun Belt Conference. But I'm just saying, it's always. I haven't been here a couple of years, but I miss it. I used to enjoy seeing it live up here at the new arena in Troy. I feel like a fool. Let me throw this at you.
Okay.
I made a joke in your chat room. The chat room on YouTube is always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, because it's me. the holiness, all this talk about snakes, no one's mentioned the holiness church yet. You know, if you want some advice, practical advice on handling snakes, that's where you go. Hello?
Is that the snake handlers?
Yes, the snake handlers. That's what they do, man. And you'll see them. They'll occasionally, they'll take a bite. Like I said, you're not supposed to discount it.
Not going to do it.
Nope.
Nope.
But they survive. But you'll see where the venom will run up arms because it stays close to the surface. Nope. And the flesh will rot. So you'll have these permanent flesh tattoos where the venom ran up under your skin. Oh, and it's.
I went down the rabbit hole with those on YouTube one time, and
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, we actually have a comment from that comment section from the Gromex Angler. He says, Eddie definitely has the head shape of a non-poisonous, but Joey has them wide jowls, so I think he's venomous.
Yeah.
He can't. I've heard his words.
I can be.
Clark, yeah, your show, you have an active crew. You know, you have good times in your chat room. People do. That's it, man.
Appreciate it.
I feel like I'll do better next time.
It's all good.
Thanks, see you, brother.
Yeah, and then Mark Humby's asking, Eddie, do you invite Joey on these fishing trips?
No.
Yeah, the answer is no.
Joey doesn't fish.
I don't nerd. Also, this was for your son's birthday.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Can we spend enough time together? You need time with family and friends, other friends.
You know what a really good moment was? And I know I'm going to get a ton of backlash, but I don't care. 2:30 in the morning, we're on that boat. Me, my son, and my father, my mom's husband, Jack. We all got a Busch Light in our hand.
That's a good time.
Good times right there.
Who's going to give you a hard time about that?
People. Oh, Joe.
The women?
No, just people in general. I've got to not share so much.
Yeah.
It's hard. Right. I like to talk.
Well, I share a lot, and nobody really says anything to me.
Yeah. I'll start sending my stuff your way then.
Okay.
About that.
Yeah. Chickens. 272-9228. No, but we could go fishing sometime.
Honestly,
if you want to go fishing.
One of the, and I was telling you guys off air, me, you, and Sky, I would love to do that one evening. And it's completely different night fishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's 110,000% different. But the action is great, and it's just more relaxed. It would make great content.
Yeah.
Incredible content. I wouldn't want to be the guy that has to edit it, though.
Well, and then it would, ironically enough, be a fish out of water story for Joey.
Very much so.
Because I hadn't done that since I was a child.
You could call it that. See how you are with those words.
Yeah, let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Joey's Sam.
Hey, Sam.
I know, man. But this is, okay, here's the deal. It was on the chips. A couple of years ago, I saw a thing on PBS. Hush, microwave.
Did you back it up?
A thing on PBS about the making of chips in Silicon Valley. Every couple of years, you know, the technology increases. The facilities are expensive, they're clean, and what happened, the people that saw how to make them would go off and and start another business as the technology progressed. So every few years, you'd have more and more advanced chip makers, and they said a lot of it went overseas, and mm-hmm. we steal it. But it just, as the technology is, it doubles in strength every couple of years. You're continually upgrading and advancing, and I don't think they've let off the gas. I just think there's just that much demand. But that was my two cents on that, bro. The whole thing on the chips, a lot of money, a lot of investment. It takes a lot of time to get the plan up and running.
Well, I appreciate you calling back, Sam. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Jim.
And then Kim Mayton is commenting, saying, as long as it wasn't a Bud Light.
I had one of them the other night.
You did?
I was at a bar. I sure did. And because, again, I've ordered Bud Light my whole life. I don't think about the controversy. I just go up to the bar and Bud Light. Three people looked at me when I said Bud Light. And I went, yeah, I'm rolling with Bud Light.
I think that guy's got a little sugar in his tank.
Well, I wasn't going to.
If you know what I mean, he's a little light in his loafers.
I felt like if I had changed it then, it would have made me look a little bit weaker. So I was like,
right.
Bud Light, I'll drink a Bud Light.
Well,
can you pour that in a glass for me?
He might putt from the rough, but at least he's confident about it. Actually, I think that's all I demand of folks. Like, do what you want. At least be confident about it.
I don't care.
It's just the other stuff where it's like everybody else must bend to be nice to me. And it's like, no, they don't. In fact, a lot of folks will be mean to you because they like you.
Yeah, it's especially dudes. That's how dudes are.
Yeah.
But I had Bud Light. I had a gallon of Bud Light the other day. Mm-hmm. Slap out bait and tackle. We're out of Busch Light. So I had to get a gallon of Bud Light. No big deal.
You got some at a Bud Light at Slap Out Bait and Tackle?
That's where you get draft beer in over and Slap Out.
That sounds pretty good.
It's a wonderful location.
You got to, help me, though. I'm one of these city boys. And
I'd have to stay in the car.
I'd have to stay in the car.
Stay in the car.
That happened to me once with Parks and Rec. Where we went to essentially, it was like a black establishment.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't see white folks in there, but the whole truck was black except for me working at Parks Rec. And I'm like, I'm not that hungry. I'll just stay in the truck. And one of the guys looked at me and goes, boy, look, you see that right over there? Then the projects, get your ass out of the truck and come in with us. And then the hotcakes were great.
Right.
So
yeah. I'll just stay in the truck, fellas.
Yeah.
Lock the doors, please.
Like, Stanley got pissed at me, man. like, fine.
That's hysterical.
It's fine, man. Like, I really wasn't hungry. But it was like,
you ate that day, though, didn't you?
I did. No, it was good. I'd go back. Though I never really find myself in downtown Montgomery these days that much.
Yeah.
Do you?
Once in a while. Excuse me. Once in a while when we want to go have some delicious Chris hot dogs. But other than that, very rarely. But I remember one time, that's not too many years ago, back in the 90s, me and a buddy of mine were driving around, and we got pulled over by MPD, and we were in a rough neighborhood. We were buying houses. But anyway, he said, you boys down here buying some crack. And my buddy, who was larger than me, goes, look at us. We are way too fat to be on crack. Are you serious? And the officer busted out laughing. He goes, all right. I mean, he was embarrassed. He left. But my buddy Sonny was so pissed. He said, look at us.
Right.
Do we even look? And we were. We were both
and
pushing.
And then you got the crack later?
Well, later on, yeah.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Anybody there?
Caller, are you there?
3, 2, 1. Well, call again. Play again.
Might have been that police officer.
Oh.
He's probably a little embarrassed about it.
He's like, wait, those fatties were actually doing... How about this? Let's hit a quick break. Very quick one. Like a 45-second break. Okay. And then we'll hopefully come back with Michael Cohen.
Cool.
Cohen's Electronics and Appliances.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Coming up, folks, we're going to be talking about a brand new study from Wallet Hub. I don't think I even told you about this, Eddie. There's a new study from Wallet Hub talking about which states have the highest tax burden and who has the lowest tax burden.
Interesting.
And it's cumulative. It's like they were able to score together property taxes, income taxes, excise sales taxes.
Food taxes?
Yeah, for instance, excise sales tax. So, we'll get into that list in a second. Who is the most taxed?
Okay.
Who is the least taxed? And where does Alabama land on all these?
That'll be interesting.
Let's first, though, go to Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well,
I guess all those excise taxes, they pretty much are going to excise them from us anyway.
Yep. Well, they get their... They're cut one way or the other. It's, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, they tax you when you sell something. They tax you when you buy something. They tax you when you die. They tax you when you make money. Like, when? What do they not tax?
Congress.
Ooh. Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, good right. Point. I would like to see them tax themselves. I'd pay good money for that.
Yeah, I'd like them to be on the same scale we're on.
Yes. Yeah. That would be wonderful. But, hey, how's it going at Cohen's today?
It's going wonderful.
Now, you still have folks stopping by asking about those great Speed Queen products?
Man, people love the Speed Queens. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the people that come in that know about them. I mean, it could be somebody that's 30 years old. It could be somebody that's 70 years old. And you kind of expect the 70-year-old to know about it because they grew up with it.
Right. But
the 30-year-old, you're just kind of shaking your head that, you know, that they have been able to get to the young people and make them aware of spending twice as much for a washing machine to get something that is actually built to last.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff where, and it's not just, say, in the appliances that are out there, say, with homes. It's like computers, I've seen this, to where sometimes the stuff is not built to last a long time. And especially if you have a big family, you need a washing machine that can take that work.
And you know, some people get confused on washers. You know, they're like, well, it's only 7 years old, or it's only 8 years old. But then you ask them a few questions, and it's like, well, we run the thing three times a day, every day, because everybody's got to wash their own clothes. And then I have teenagers that are getting 18 clothes messed up to wear one set. Yep. You know, so when you think about how many cycles of laundry you do, the speed queen really becomes a way better value when you divide it out, because you are going to get better service. And we had one lady, not that I want to talk about problems, but she's had problems with hers, and she has two of them. And one of them that is in her main house, we finally figured out the problem. The problem is she's on a well, and she doesn't have a good filter system on the well. And there's a filter before the washing machine that was catching all the dirt that came out of her well. And when the speed queen doesn't get the water flow like it's supposed to get, it throws up a little error code. And the error code was the water. And we finally were there where we could witness that the water was not coming into the machine. So anyway, it's kind of neat to have a where you're chasing this thing, and then you figure out that it's the internal plumbing system of the house that is clogged up with dirt from the well. Speed Queen has done wonderful for us.
Well, and it's not just the great products like Speed Queen, folks, as you just heard there. It's the great service that Cohen's provides. So you can always go to thinkcohens.com. Shop from home there at thinkcohens.com. But I really encourage you to stop by the Boulevard, 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure to find Michael or one of the team members and tell them that, hey, we heard Michael on the radio with Joey and Eddie, those two idiots.
Could be three idiots.
Well,
don't leave me out.
Fine. Well, I appreciate it, Michael.
Thank you, bud.
Thank y'all.
Again, great guy, great sponsor here of the program. That's Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. But yeah, coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to go into this tax breakdown. What states have the heaviest burden of taxation? What states have the lowest burden? And where does Alabama fall in all of this?
That's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to think that we're down at the bottom.
Now, we were talking off air before we hit our top of the hour break that we both watched the Iowa-LSU women's basketball game.
Good game, dude.
Apparently 12 million people watched. Now, and I'm I don't watch a lot of basketball, men or women.
I don't
women's.
Either, but I always watched the finals. That's
but
the
I kept seeing all this noise about Caitlin Clark, and she did not disappoint. Raining down threes from the average of her 3-point shots is just absurd. I'm like, is that Pistol Pete Maravich reborn?
She was dropping them.
Yeah, like, and it was kind of intimidation.
A lot of it.
Yeah,
especially and I even heard some. ESPN guys saying, even when they miss threes constantly, it's the fact that they're letting you know that I have so much doubt in your defense, I'm going to hit from wherever, and you can't stop me. I'm going to throw the ball up from wherever.
Even the LSU coach pregame is like, well, you know, you can't get emotional about Caitlin Clark hitting shots because she's going to hit them no matter what you do. And it's like, that's not a great game plan, but there are certain players where that's just the reality.
That's true. And did you see... I'm sure that she's getting some hubbub about it now where LSU folks were not around for the anthem. Even an LSU, I think the LSU, or excuse me, the Louisiana governor had said something about it now.
They weren't around for the anthem on the court?
Yep, they went back to the locker room. And LSU coaches said, we do that on the regular. It has nothing to do with the anthem. It's just our part of our routine at this minute mark.
Maybe it is, yeah.
But she is getting some push.